this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Zach, I'd like you to meet Blake Anderson.
Ah, so you like science?
Yeah.
We're talking about the four of us having dinner together tomorrow night.
So I hear you like trains, Zachary.
Yeah.
You don't like me very much, do you?
Whippy!
So you've really never been fishing?
No, I don't think I'd like it. I'm not patient about things like
that. Oh, no, it'd be good for you. It's relaxing. You know what? Maybe it'd be a good way for me to meet Zachary. You think he'd like fishing?
Well, how would we get his wheelchair into a boat?
Oh, not in a boat. We can fish from the shore. We can make it into, like, a picnic, the four of us. You, me, Zachary, and Jill. How about this Sunday after church?
When we all meet for the first time, I think it would be nice just to have dinner at our house.
Oh, okay, that's fine. But sometime, I really think we need to fish. You, Eileen Sellers, need to fish.
Oh, I need to.
Yes, you need to. So tomorrow night I meet Zachary, huh?
Yes. Well, maybe. I don't know. I think I should see how he reacts first.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, thanks for the walk. I better get inside.
All right. I'll call you tomorrow, then.
Mom?
Zachary. What are you doing home? I thought you were at wit's end.
I was, but Mr. Allen shut the train down for repairs. Oh. Eugene brought me home. I tried to call you, but you weren't around.
Oh, I was walking. Zach, I'd like you to meet Blake Anderson.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Zach. Well, listen, I better be getting home. I'll see you later.
Bye, Blake.
Yeah, bye. Who's that?
He's just a man I met about a month ago. He works in the same building as me.
But why was he here?
We were taking a walk. He's someone I've been spending some time with. We've had a few lunches together.
Lunches? So you're dating him?
No, I wouldn't say that. We're just... Yeah, I guess we are dating in a way.
Why?
I don't know. It's just kind of nice to have somebody to eat with on my lunch break.
It's not lunchtime now.
No, it isn't, but we're talking about the four of us having dinner together tomorrow night.
The four of us?
Blake has a 10-year-old daughter. Her name is Jill. Blake's wife died of cancer 2 years ago.
But I don't get it. Why are you dating in the first place? Especially now.
Well, Zach, I just... Maybe it's time, you know? Your father died almost 3 years ago, and it's nice to have someone to go to lunch with, that's all. Do you see anything wrong with that?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Well, I'll call Blake and tell him we're on for dinner.
Eileen, this is wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I like the meatloaf.
Thank you, Jill.
Is that basil?
Well, yes, there is a little in there. Are you a cook?
Jill's been trying her hand in the kitchen lately, with mixed success, though.
I'm great at cheesecake.
Well, you'll have to show me your recipe.
So, Zachary, your mom tells me you're doing pretty well in school these days. She said you won some sort of award?
Yeah. It was a science award.
Ah, so you like science.
Yeah.
Is that your best subject?
Probably.
My best subject is English. We're doing poetry. The teacher read my last poem in front of the class.
Really?
It was about leaves. Could I have some more bread?
Oh, sure.
So I hear you like trains, Zachary.
Yeah.
Do you have any of your own?
Yeah, it's in the garage.
Does it go around in a circle? Or is it one of those that goes up hills and stuff?
Oh, it does both. A figure eight, too.
Wow. Yeah, I'd like to see it. Maybe after dinner, huh?
Sure.
Well, so, Zach, why don't you tell them about your new hobby?
Hobby?
Yes, what you've been working on for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, that.
Yes.
I'm building model airplanes.
Really?
Do they fly?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I played with model planes when I was a boy. Never could get them to fly, though. So you made some planes, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how do you, go about making them?
Just follow the plans in the box.
Ah.